Anthony Donahue joins us, Southwest Valley head coach. Timberwolves in the playoffs to take on Madrid. Both teams 6-2 on the season. What's Madrid look like this year?
Tough. You know, you talk about Madrid, you talk about, you know, the history that they have, and they've had a few down years as of late. But man, they've got it rolling this year. You know, they've got a quarterback and a running back that are putting up some yards and really want to spread you out. They've got some athletes, they spread you out wide and they still want to be able to run it, but they can absolutely throw it too. So kind of a dynamic team that a little bit balanced, but kind of run out of an empty set. And then defensively, they fly around the ball on tape. They look like a fast team. So we're going to have to buckle up, have a great week of practice.
Is there anybody you've played so far that they kind of remind you of?
Riverside. I'd definitely say Riverside. It's kind of Daryl likes to do the same thing up at Riverside where they kind of match, they get you spread out. And if you don't respect that, they'll go over top and they'll kind of pass the ball on you. But once they've got you spread out, they're able to find those gaps and make that tough Southwest Valley defense spread a little bit thin. But we're going to have to, like I said, if you're able to match up on the defensive line and take care of business there, you give yourself a shot and have a good game, but you got to make sure to win the battle up front.
6-2 record so far for your team, and obviously two losses to very good teams. With a young group, are you guys, would you say, a little bit ahead of schedule where you thought you might be?
Yeah, we knew we had a good group, but when you talk about only four seniors, young group, and then you play in Class A7, this district gets you ready for the playoffs. It really does. It was the same thing last year where, you know, a few people had nicknamed it the District of Death, and it really is. If it's not, if it's not AHST, Mount Air, or Southwest Valley, it's Riverside and Earlham and St. Albert. Those are all teams that are perennially in there, and you can't sleep on Sydney either. So every team in our district gets you ready for the playoffs, and definitely proud of where the boys are. We've got a little bit ways to go, and hopefully we're not done playing football on Friday.
The a game last week with Mount Air, I mean, not the outcome you would have necessarily wanted, but what were some of the things that kind of decided the outcome in that one?
Tough physical game up front. It's a 14-6 game through about three quarters, and we knew it was going to be physical. A lot of turnovers, and you felt like both teams were really squeezing pretty hard because we wanted home field advantage. But credit to Mount Air. They came out on top. You know, they were able to just win the point of attack. I thought that the offensive and defensive lines for Mount Air did a fantastic job kind of winning and limiting our ability to rush the ball and win first down. We talk about winning first down. We set up in too many second and third longs. And again, it just that Jackson Frost is a fantastic athlete. We'd have him on third and six, and he's able to kind of win that battle all by himself. So that was kind of the ultimate the detail of what won on Friday. But I'll say, just like I said before, that game gets you ready, just like it did last year. You know, we lost a tough one to Mount Air, but those are the games that get you ready for playoffs.
What's your biggest concern when you look at Madrid and get ready for this playoff game? What might worry you the most?
I think tackling and space. You've got to make sure as Iowa gets cold and you're heading a little further north, you know, those Friday nights, once that sun sets, gets a little cold and those fingers get a little numb. So you've got to make sure that, when they throw the bubble screen out wide or hit a sweep or make a throw, that one-on-one, you're able to make that tackle and bring that kid down. And then, you know, again, offensively, you've got to make sure that every single time you're focused, you're locked in, that we're not catching, we're blocking forward and getting those positive yards. Because just like I said, on defense where it's tough to tackle, I know our running backs are going to run hard, and we got to grind for those 4 and 5 yards every time.
Nice to talk to you, Coach. Good luck this week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.